Well, here we are, weathering the storm. And what better place to do it? There's a reason that the church is called the Ark. Because, well, not speaking of physical storms like we have right now, but of all of the tumult, the unrest that surrounds us in our daily lives, we come to the church, we find refuge, we find peace, and we find spiritual safety in this ark, as Noah, his family, and the animals did in that ark. So last week, we read the parable of the sower, where God spread, God as the sower of the seed, spread the seed generously and indiscriminately, casting seed both on the good soil and on the hard path, the rocky soil, and that covered with thorns. And now this week we are being called ourselves to sow the seed of faith in our own lives. We're reminded that he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. And again, we're not talking about going out and casting physical seed, although perhaps this property could use it along with the rain. But we're speaking of our own engagement in the spiritual life. If you only draw near to God a little bit, then you will only feel his light and his warmth a little bit. And if we draw near to God in abundance, then we will feel his light and warmth also in abundance. And this is very true of our engagement here at the church. If we sow more seed of spiritual engagement at the church, we will reap a larger harvest there. After all, it is possible, and perhaps unfortunately common, to be present, physically present at the church without actually engaging in any of the prayers or the hymns or indeed Christ himself. Just as it's possible to stand in a field without spreading seed, and of course in that case, nothing will grow there. But thank God, we in the Orthodox Church have many ways to sow the seed of spiritual engagement in the church. You know, we like to say that we worship with all our senses. We worship with our feet, especially the little ones, when they walk around and venerate the icons. We worship with our eyes as we behold the icons and the candles. We worship with our ears as we hear the hymns, and our mouths as we join in prayer and singing. We worship with our mouth, with our taste buds as we consume the body and blood of our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. We worship with our nose as we smell the incense. It's a holistic faith, and one that we are called to enter into holistically. Now, as a youth, I could spend the entire liturgy just zoned out. And when it was done, have benefited nothing from it. That's a great way to hate church. And one step above that would be to be present and listen to the hymns and the prayers that are being said. If you want to engage a little bit more We have liturgy books that you can follow along with as the clergy and the choir worship God. And to engage even further, you can join the choir by adding your voice to it and yourself worship God. Now, as I mentioned before, standing in the pew is not the only way to worship in an Orthodox church. We do have all of these wonderful icons, and they are so conveniently placed at a perfect height so that we can go around and venerate them. Of course, there are appropriate times to do this and less appropriate times to do this. For example, when the gospel is being read is one of those less appropriate times. And the anaphora, which is essentially most of it after the great entrance and before the Lord's Prayer. But in these other times, especially if you get here early for Orthros, coming up and lighting a candle, walking around and venerating the saints, asking for their prayers, is a beautiful thing. Movement is natural in the Orthodox Church. It's part of why we have a balance of pews and open spaces. The open spaces allow for more movement. And this is a good thing. And so I encourage you to sow the spiritual seed here at the church. But the church is not the only field that we have that needs sowing. If we spread the seeds of faith at home, we'll reap it there also. Starting with praying in the home, together as a family, individually, reading the Bible and spiritual books, and discussing God in the home. We can sow the spiritual seed there, inviting the priest to come bless your home at Theophany. These are all wonderful ways. And if we sow the faith there, then we will reap it also there. But if we don't sow the seeds at home, are we surprised that it doesn't grow? And the same goes for work and school. Ask God to bless you when you arrive. The work that you do, the people you interact with, praying throughout the day, especially when you encounter obstacles or struggles. In every situation you find yourself in, find God there with you and give thanks to Him. If I were so inclined to spend all day in a boat, and I might style myself as a fisherman, yet I never cast a line or a net, I couldn't possibly really call myself a fisherman. There's no way to catch anything that way without casting a line or the net. And similarly, I couldn't call myself a farmer if I never planted any seed and consequently didn't grow anything. And similarly, I cannot call myself a Christian if I do not follow Christ and seek to know Him, to encounter Him in my daily life. There was a bumper sticker saying growing up that going to church does not make you any more a Christian than standing in a garage makes you a car. Being a Christian requires us to actively live as one. And where I sow the seeds of faith, there God provides the water, and today in abundance, the nutrients, the sunshine necessary to reap a bountiful harvest. St. Paul promises us, you will be enriched in every way for great generosity, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. May we sow the seeds of the faith in every aspect of our life, and in doing so, reap bountifully and give thanks to God. Amen.